welcome to the Grow Your English podcast with English Language Tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Grow Your English podcast. My name is Tree, and you are very welcome from wherever you're listening in the world today. I'm very excited today because I've got not one, but two guests with me. I have Sarah Morgan and Lisa Wood, and we're going to be speaking about our Relax Into Your English digital retreat. But before I get my guests to tell us all about it, I shall just introduce them properly. So Sarah is an online English teacher who helps advanced and proficient English users participate in meaningful communication without being held back by anxiety and criticism. And Lisa is an English teacher, neuro-language coach, and creator of Your English Self. Using brain-friendly strategies and her own approach, The Calm Way, Lisa helps learners stuck at intermediate level get over their blocks to finally feel comfortable, confident, and happy speaking English. Welcome, Sarah. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
I should probably say a little bit about myself. I'm Tree. Hopefully you've heard me before here on the podcast, and I work mainly one-to-one with English speakers at higher levels and help them to grow their English with confidence and calm and clarity. Okay, so let's have a chat. Sarah is the brainchild of the digital retreat we started last year. So Sarah, would you like to tell us where the idea from the digital retreat came from?
So I speak a number of languages and I get the most out of speaking languages when I do so in meaningful ways, unsurprisingly, seeing as my business is called Meaningful English. So I'm always on the lookout for meaningful opportunities to practice the languages that I speak. So a couple of years ago, I attended a digital retreat for Italian speakers. And I fell in love with the idea. I thought it was a fantastic way to hear lots of different perspectives from many different Italian teachers in bite-sized workshops and presentations. At the time, it wasn't too long after COVID, so the idea of sitting through hour-long Zoom presentations all day was a bit overwhelming, and just having kind of 20-25 minutes of one topic and just kind of a snippet of a topic, a small amount of a topic, was really lovely. It was just enough to kind of whet your appetite and get you interested in something before you had a break and then listen to something else. I loved the idea, and while I was thinking about ways to get the message out there about relaxing into your English, embracing the English that you already have, celebrating the English that you already have, I thought it would be a great format to do so. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, no death by PowerPoint in this retreat. Yeah, lovely. Thank you. What's the ethos behind it, would you say?
Sure. So I've already said it a little bit. The ethos really is to provide an opportunity for English users to relax about using their English, because people usually get very stressed about their level of English and feel like they don't have enough. They don't have enough vocabulary, enough grammar. Their pronunciation isn't accurate enough. So to just leave that behind for a little while and engage with some techniques to feel more confident about using the English they already have instead of obsessing over what they don't have yet.
Yeah, that's really nice. Thank you. And I think also the ethos for the learners that we're hoping will attend is that they've been learning English for a while, but haven't really had a chance perhaps to enjoy using that English. Lisa, could you tell us a little bit about what exactly is happening? We know we've got short, digestible workshops, but tell us a bit more about how it's going to go.
Yeah, so it's a 2-day event. And we've got, this year, we've got 9 speakers who will give a 20 to 25 minute workshop. We start on July the 19th, Friday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have 3 workshops on Friday, kick things off. And then we'll continue on Saturday with another 6 workshops, with a break for lunch in the middle. And these workshops are all about helping people to feel comfortable. So there's a lot of mindset, a lot of mindfulness work, kind of a more holistic approach, I suppose. So, you know, we're not just talking about the language, we're talking about being more self-aware and, you know, working on ourselves to be able to enjoy using our English, because, you know, quite often, in fact, almost always, people have enough language. Mm-hmm. They just feel that they don't. And the natural thing to do is think, I need more. You know, you can get a lot done with the English that you have. And, you know, it's all about that, really.
Mm. Thank you. I think our workshops are particularly special in the whole event because we are doing them live. They're not pre-recorded. The participants can interact with us. If anybody's not able to come live to the sessions, we will have the recordings available for 2 weeks afterwards, completely free of charge. So really, there's no excuse for you not to get involved. If you're listening and wondering, I shall tell you shortly how to sign up.
We've already started in the Facebook group.
Yep.
To be excited about the retreat. So there'll be a lot of good conversations going on in there. And that's where we'll be announcing our prizes as well. So if people engage in the Facebook group, they have an opportunity to win some of the great prizes on offer from the speakers.
Yeah, really good point. It's already a really nice atmosphere in there and lots of people have signed up already. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Do you two want to give a very brief overview of the talks that you're doing? Give us a little flavour of what will be happening in your sessions, and I must do the same as well.
Okay. So my workshop is called a live journal along. Journal along means that you will be journaling with me at the same time during the workshop. I tend to talk about journaling. So I've talked a lot about what it is, how it can help you with your confidence, how it can help with your language. And the same questions keep coming up. People understand why it's useful. They're very taken with the idea, but the problem is doing it, getting started, how to do it properly. I'm using air quotes.
I'll put what air quotes are in the show notes for people.
Thank you. So for this workshop, we're actually going to be journaling together, so that by the end of the 20-25 minutes, you will feel very confident about adding this to your own English routine, your language learning routine, and hopefully feel more confident about how to keep up a consistent German practice.
Okay, Lisa?
Yes, my talk's called Keep Calm and Speak English. The reason I decided to talk about this is because lots of the people I work with have similar challenges. And it's all about confidence and keeping your emotions in check. So, you know, it's normal that we're going to feel nervous and anxious when we speak in when we speak in our own language, even when we speak in a second language. You know, it's completely normal. People tend to feel alone and like it's only them, and there's something wrong with them because they feel nervous when they have to give a presentation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to explain a little bit about why this happens, so that you can understand what's happening, to then be able to act on that and to be able to manage your emotions, then to hopefully feel calmer when you're speaking. So yeah, is hopefully going to be helpful and calm a few nerves.
Yes, I feel calmer just listening to you tell us about it, actually. My talk's also about confidence, but with a slightly different take. So you might know that I'm super inspired by and interested in nature. So my talk's about confidence and what we can learn from a particular type of bird about this. Before I forget, let's give our social media information. This will also be in the show notes. So my very cool and trendy handle is @eltree online on Instagram and Facebook. Lisa, what's yours?
Your.english.self.
Yeah, I'll put it in the notes. Perfect. Your.english.self. Yeah.
I've been tagging you in lots of things recently, so I know that's your handle. And mine is @meaningful.english.
Right. And if you come along and follow us, we will be able to share with you the sign-up link, and then you'll be able to sign up and check your spam, make sure that you've had the email, join the Facebook group, come and find out a little bit more about the presenters and what's going to be happening. And yeah, come and enjoy relaxing into your English. As well as our three workshops, we also have 6 other presentations from amazing speakers from a variety of countries. So there are 9 bite-sized workshops for you to come and enjoy. There's no stress. It's a no-pressure environment. We really hope that you'll come and join us to relax into your English. I will put all of the information in the show notes. I think for now, I shall say thank you very much to Lisa.
Thank you.
And to Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the podcast. All right, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
If you enjoyed the Grow Your English podcast, come and find me on Instagram @eltreeonline.